Which state joined the Union with the understanding that it might later subdivide into more than one state? That's Zavon.
Texas.
Texas is right. Bonus question. Rhode Island has always been the smallest state geographically, but what is the smallest state in population? And it's sort of a tie, so either one of the bottom two states will be acceptable as an answer.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, right. And they're sort of vying with Vermont for having the smallest population, both around 600,000 or less. So that scores 20 for Avon, and we move on. In what country was Frederick Francois Chopin born? And that's
Poland.
Avon.
Poland.
It is Poland. Okay. And the bonus question, Chopin was famous for his pieces named for a Polish dance form, which are given what name derived from the French word for Polish?
Nocturne.
And the Polonaise is the answer, so no score in the bonus.
Did you hear me, Craig? I was whispering. That's what they do a lot of times in the Scholastic Games.
There's really?
There's a little bit of
off
this.
Mic?
Right. Well, yeah, they're whispering because they're trying to come up with the answer like that. Somebody who doesn't whisper, you hear him throughout the broadcast, is Jim Merling, the host and creator of the Scholastic Games, which debuts tonight for the 2017 season as Illyria takes on Vermilion. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad to talk to you.
Go ahead.
We recorded our first show yesterday with a quick turnaround to broadcast tonight, and because we always forget half the format and need a lot of editing, so I was up real late, and I was awakened by your call.
Oh, okay. Jim. Did your buzzers and bells all work?
How about that, Jim? I should have.
You put them away for a year, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's my favorite, by the way.
The buzzer is always a favorite one.
Right. Tell them about the contraption you made for the. Now, is it still the same old contraption in a suitcase, or what things do you do now for your?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I had the thing in a suitcase when we started out. We kept adding. You know, I actually had a doorbell with a microphone, sort of taped next to it, inside this old suitcase, and it had plugs on it, and it was like an attaché case that had, outlets on it to plug in microphones and to hook up a power cord. And it was something you could never take onto an airplane. I can guarantee that.
Jim, I used to have a attaché case that has spy lens in it, and it had a hidden camera, and it had a decoder in it. This sounds even more exciting than that. You had outlets on the side of your suitcase.
Actually, you would plug it in. You'd plug it in the wall to power the doorbells and so forth that went off. And, and then, of course, you'd plug microphone cords into it so you could hook it up to the other equipment. I lent it to someone so they could, do a...
Who would need that? Who else would need that?
It was like an old folks' home. Okay. They were going to do a trivia contest, and they said, I'll help you out. You borrow it, but I'm going to need it back for the show.
And
he had it sitting in his... in his office at the place, and someone said, "What's this old trash?" and tossed it out.
Oh my!
And the thing was tossed out about a month before my season started. So I went to an electronic engineer and had a replacement for this thing that probably had $100 worth of microphones and miscellaneous junk in it, and it cost like $1,000 to do a state of the art professional replacement for that. So I don't lend it out to anybody anymore.
And that's what you currently use, then, for your sounds of...
Yes, yes. Like the... Yes, the fancy stuff.
Right. Well, it's all about who gets in there first, and, especially those rounds where they're competing against each other. But how many years now for the Scholastic Games of Lorain County, Jim?
Well, it's the 27th year. It's sort of hard to believe, Everyone's gotten older except me. I can't understand it.
How about the questions? Have they gotten harder or easier?
It's interesting. Obviously, you have to ask some of the same questions because you'd run out of things that anybody knows. But we keep freshening them up and such. Rewriting them, changing dates, changing references that are current. So it's really, we take a lot of old questions and end up with an entirely new script. And, of course, we have current events every week, so we have to rewrite all of those.
Jim, when you do a single program, you get two teams together. You mentioned how you recorded it yesterday, and then we play it back, of course, tonight on the air. How long are you actually there in production?
I was amazed last night. I mean, to record the show takes a little less than an hour. And then all the editing and producing of the thing took something like 3 hours last night, to get the whole thing together. Because I listened all the way through to make sure the recording came out. And then we always have little technical glitches on the first show because, you know, partly we forget the format and stuff like that. So we cut all that stuff out so we sound perfect.
And again,
unfortunately, I can't make all the kids sound perfect. I mean, they're going to miss some of the questions.
Well, right. You said sometimes if there's the long pauses, and is there a time limit on this? I know sometimes you will edit it for length, as they say.
Indeed. Well, the quiz is followed by a little interview show talking about education, which we are continuing. That's something like its 12th year now, and I edit the interview a little bit. If we need to, I mean, obviously you can't edit the quiz too much. If there's a long pause and they give a correct answer, and I'm a little too kind with long pauses sometimes. You know, the judges sitting in the back of the room say, time. I say, well, okay, we'll have to call time on that. And, so there are some long pauses that I cut out. Now, the trouble is if they think and don't have any answer at all, we have to leave a pause on the program to indicate that I'm not asking the question and saying, well, I guess you don't have an answer, and cutting them off right, before they have a chance to. So, yeah, we have a few of those when they don't know what the answer is.
Right. Jim, if you really want to get, you can get that millionaire kind of music. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
The tense music.
I've thought about that, but it's, we ask so many questions.
Right.
We need a big playlist, so before it got a little tedious.
Jim, you mentioned the education interview. Who's on tap tonight?
It's actually every year, one of our big benefactors of the program is the Community Foundation of Lorain County, and we always have Ryan Frederick on one of the first shows, who is the CEO of the Community Foundation of Lorain County, who talks about all the good things they do for the community and how people can create these charitable funds that, live long after they do. And, of course, there are different ones every year because a lot of people set up these funds with the money they can spare to do good things. And we have one or two new people every year who are, among the benefactors, estates and so forth. We talked to Brian tonight.
And we're talking this morning with Jim Merling, host and creator of the Scholastic Games of Lorain County. It's presented by the Elyria Public Library System here on AM 930 WEOL. Tonight, Elyria takes on Vermilion and gets underway around 6 o'clock. I know we just rolled you out of bed. Do you remember any of the questions from yesterday that maybe challenged Craig and I this morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a theme round on every show. And we picked a very timely one. And they are all new questions. Well, of course, some of them are old questions, but we put them all together in a theme round on presidential inaugurations. And since we pre-recorded the show, I can, they've already answered some right and some wrong.
Right.
So I can let go on some of the questions from that. You know all about the presidential inaugurations?
Sure. Going back to the James Polk administration, I think. Pretty much good for that.
I didn't get a question in about his.
Oh,
I asked the exact date of the famous JFK inaugural, ask not what your country can do for you, what you could do for your country. And I asked for the exact date that was given. We talked about, January 20th being...
Right, January 20, 1961.
You got that one. And unfortunately, the answer they gave was not correct. He got the January 20th right and gave 64, which was, of course, after he was gone. But that was way before the high school kids were born. We all remember it if we're old codgers such as myself.
Correct.
Bruce Van Dyke, how did you get that date? Are you looking at it on some sheet of paper?
We know that it was when he was elected in 1960.
Right.
And so the January of 61 is his inauguration.
Sure.
And that's why that's the date. And we know it's on January 20th, so that's...
It's like Groundhog Day every time.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was born in February, so I know everything about 61. That's my big year.
Now that's a tricky question in the sense that, you know, you always think of, we ask one about the day of infamy with FDR,
right,
you know.
Right.
December 7th will be a day of living infamy. And we asked the question, and what day did he give that address? And they said, well, December 7th, 1941. And it's because...
It was the next day. It was December 8th.
It was the next day. The speech begins with, yesterday, December 7th. Oh. So it was the 8th. So that was a tricky one. And there's a chance someone would guess 1960, the date he was elected. But it was 61. You got that one. Another question I asked on that topic was, I played the Trump oath of office, and the question was, who was the other voice? You know, saying, repeat after me.
Right. That was a Supreme Court
John Roberts.
is that the wrong answer or something?
No, that's the right answer.
No, I mean the wee-oo noise. I heard.
You got it right.
That would be your buzzing in number. Yeah, that's the first buzz around, the theme round. And, you know, and I think that's the fastest round of them all. There aren't bonus questions. They're just single questions, and they're buzzing in and fighting to get in first.
That's
sort of exciting.
How many teams, how many schools are participating this year?
We have 16 schools. The most we've ever had is 18. And last couple years, we had only 15 because after hoping to do it, Lorain High School couldn't. So Lorain's been out. You know, they've had some troubles in Lorain, but they are back this year. They're going to be on our second show next Monday night.
All right, but tonight it's Elyria and Vermilion.
That's right.
Aren't both of those past champions, if I'm not mistaken? Or
they are. Elyria, in fact, is their biggest all-time champion. They've won the championship, I don't have that list in front of me. I think it's 5 times, maybe 6 times. They did run it, they won it 4 years in a row back in the 90s. That was beaten by Olmsted Falls a couple years ago.
And the current champion is Avon, right? They are the reigning champion.
Wait a minute, I think it's Amherst.
Amherst, okay.
I think it's Amherst.
All right.
I don't have that list in front of me either, but they broke a long string of Olmsted Falls being champion.
Okay. Well, again, tonight it's Elyria taking on Vermilion. We'll have it every Monday night. And also, we'll post it on our website, weul.com, and we'll be streaming it as well as it airs every Monday night at 6, unless there's some kind of sports conflict, and we might move it to a Tuesday. But pretty much now until close to Memorial Day, you'll be hearing the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County presented by the Elyria Public Library System here on WEOL. Jim, we appreciate you're getting rolling out of bed this morning.
I know. I did have the alarm set, and then it didn't work.
Now, let me talk shop. Did you post it to the FTP so I can actually install it onto our...
Yes, yes, it is there.
I'll be doing that after the show is done.
That's why I overslept. I was finishing getting it out to you.
Okay. Good job. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks.
Thank you.